The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 506. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Now, I titled this episode Green Ireland, and that's because I found this, I was contacted about this website called Green Sod Ireland, and what they do is they protect and conserve Irish land in perpetuity for the sake of its indigenous inhabitants, animals, plants, soils, rocks, microorganisms, and the like for their own sake for present and future generations. The land of Ireland is a green gift to all of us. In holding land in trust, we acknowledge and respect it for its own sake, thus protecting its indigenous life from destruction. Green Sod Ireland works with local communities, raising awareness of the health, educational, social, economic, and environmental benefits of caring for the land and its biodiversity. You can find more at greensodireland.ie. Go support that. If you want to keep Ireland as beautiful and green as it always has, then go please do that right now. We kicked off the show with For Arda. That was Carolyn's Receipt from Drinking from the same titled CD. Next up is Tiffany Schaefer with The Rights of Man from Terrace Halls. Thank you.
James of the Glen, you're a broad, loyal man to the idea of Scotland fair and Scotland free. But you'll be the sacrifice for Colin Campbell's life, and you'll hang in the rain while Appenreeze. A life for a life, the judge Argyle demands. His life becomes a symbol of our land. Land, this land you and wish free, and so you hang upon that tree. As if one silenced voice would stop the hearts and still the swords for Scotland free. There's a kettle on the boil, fuel on his toil, of our fathers born and dying, so it might be free. So we pray for Orom's Bay to wash the shame away of oppression's bonds and chains of slavery. A life for a life, the Judge Argyle demands. But this life becomes a symbol of our land. Land, this land. So you hang upon that tree, as if one silenced voice would stop the hearts and still the swords for Scotland free. Free. Life in hopes we'd be set free. What your brave sacrifice has rekindled the light across this land for Scotland fair and Scotland free. A life for a life, the Judge Argyle demands. But this life becomes a symbol of our land. Land, this land you would wish free, and so you hang. One silenced voice would stop the hearts and still the swords for Scotland free. Free.
Okay. One morning in May, I overheard a married man to a young girl say, "Go dress you up, pretty Katie, and come along with me across the blue mountain to the Allegheny. I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy myself another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every tavern, we'll drink when we're dry, across the blue mountain goes my Katie and I." Then up spoke the mother, and angry she was there, Oh daughter, he is a married man, and there's plenty of young men more handsome than he. So let him take his own wife to the Allegheny. Oh mother, he's the man of my heart. And wouldn't it be a dreadful thing if we were to part? I'd envy every woman that I'd ever see go across the blue mountain to the Allegheny. We left before daybreak on a buckskin and roan, past tall shimmering pines where the mockingbirds moan, past dark cabin windows where eyes never see, across the blue mountain to the Allegheny. Past dark cabin window where eyes never see, across the blue mountain to the Allegheny.
When I was young and lonely, I lived down in the valley with twitty moves and exileen. I went to Enniskillen, but now I'm getting old and grey. Gave up all vulgarony, smoke second-handed cigarettes and wear me taglioni. With me to Rulura Faldada, my right to Renido. Toorlur Faldada, my right to Renido. One night I was invited down to a scathing party. The ice was thin and I befell a very sad disaster, as I was scathing all the ice, it being bought wet and stony. The ice grew thin and I fell in and wet me tanglioni. Wet me Toorlur Faldada, my right to Renido. Toorlur Faldada, my right to Renido. As I was standing on the bridge, cold, wet and shaken, this pretty girl came twitting up, concern for me she'd taken. She says, "Young man, it is quite clear you are both wet and weary. Won't you come home to my fireside and dry your taglioni with me to Rulura Faldada, my right to Renido. Toodaloo, falna da, might I toot an I do, as I was standing by her fire, cold, wet, and shivering, her shiny plates and furniture I constantly was spying. When I proposed to her of love, take me in matrimony, she says, young man, if you don't watch, you'll burn your tagliani with me. Toodaloo, falna da, might I toot an I do, toodaloo, falna da, might I toot an I do, with me. Toodaloo, falna da, my right tour and I do, tour a loot of faldada. My right tour and I do.
After Tiffany Schaefer came Smithfield Fair with James of the Glen from 20 for 20, then Sue Spencer with Down the Bray from North Shore, then came Neve Parsons and Graham Dune with Across the Blue Mountain from Kind Providence, and finally Martin DeCogan with Teleone from The False Start. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment or a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Brandon Carl emailed a photo on Facebook. Hi there, it is nice to meet you. I have been following you for a couple years now and love what you do. I usually play my truck simulator and catch up on what you do. You can see that picture in the show notes. Keenan Joseph Ronznowski emailed on Facebook. Hi, Mark. I just wanted to let you know your podcast has been a cornerstone of my childhood, and it's just as superb as I remember it now that I'm coming back to it. You've been such a wonderful guide through this world of music, and I'll always have a heart full of love for the show and your hard work. I was homeschooled from fourth grade through the end of high school. I'm 24, soon to be 25 now. And your podcast was a constant companion through countless hours spent in my studies. I have the fondest memories of listening to the music you curated, as well as the Broadway Nagging Bards, as I gazed out at our garden with countless dreams of warriors, wizards, pixies, and pirates dancing through my head. It's only been recently I realized how criminally underrated you and the show have been, and I just wanted to say I supremely appreciate all your hard work in spite of this. In my opinion, you deserve millions of fans, and the quality of ones you have more than make up for it. I hope to show my future children the show one day. Take care, and I wish you and yours the absolute best, Solancha. Thank you so much, Keenan. That's what a thought. I know this show has been going on for, almost 16 years, and it's hard to believe that some of you who are listening might have started listening and now have kids, too, just like I do. Before, I did not have kids when I started playing this, and lo and behold. So thank you so much, and thank you for continuing to follow the podcast for so many years. Jenny Trail emailed a photo on Facebook. Hi, Mark. I have been listening to this podcast for the past few years. I stopped listening for a while when I was hooked on audiobooks, but now I'm back. This summer, I'm staying with my grandparents in Idaho as I have an internship at a history museum. I've been listening to the podcast as I do work around the museum. I've attached a photo of some artifacts from the 1930s I cataloged for the museum. I've been obsessed with Celtic culture and history for the past few years. I'm a history major and I've taken many classes on British history and Scottish history. I've never been to Scotland, but I hope to go to Fife, the area my family is from. Thank you so much for this podcast. I love listening to this music. Would you be willing to do a Celtic punk episode? One of my favorite bands is a Celtic punk group called Flatfoot 56. Thank you so much, Jenny. I have done a couple of Celtic punk episodes, including show number 366 and show number 313. Both of those were put on by The Grinning Beggar, who does a Celtic punk show for Paddy Rock Radio. But it has been a while since I've had Flatfoot 56 on the podcast. Speaking of which, I should drop them an email and see if they have some new music since last I played their stuff. So I'll see what I can do for that. Thank you so much, Jenny. Let's get back to the music. Next up is Carolyn Bennett from her album Breathe. This is Tionda.
She sings ballet. it shall come to pass on a summer's day when the sun shines hot on every star. He shall take my little young man, teach him for to swim the foam.
As I was walking all alone, I heard twa carbies mocking me. The tenantie, the tailor did say, oh, where saw we ganging down the day, oh, where saw we ganging down the day. It's in a hint yon old fell dyke, I what there lies on New Slain night. Nobody kens that he lies there, oh, but his hawk and his hound and his lady fair, oh, his hawk and his hound and his lady fair. His hawk is tae the hunting gain, his hound tae bring the wildfowl him. His lady's ta'en another maid, oh, so we my makkort den här sweet, oh, so i my makkort den här sweet. White horse bin, and I'll pike out his bunny blue in. With many a lock o' his golden hair, oh. Wealthy corness one it grows bare, oh. Wealthy corness one it grows bare. Many a in for him max min, but nings all ken war he is ken. And are his bones when they lie bare, oh. The winds will blow forever mero, the winds will blow forever mero.
I've traveled around this country from shore to shining shore, and it
drink coffee. off your glass, boys. Tomorrow we sail. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. We report in the morning, each man without fail. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. They say Captain Bryant's a very hard man. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. He flogs his poor sailors whenever he can. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. So lads, kiss your sweethearts and bid them adieu. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. You'll get no caresses among the ship's crew. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. We'll square our main yard for Canada's cold shores. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. To bring back the furs, to please the rich lords. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. When far from old England, we'll rock on the deep. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. But my lovely Nancy, in memory I'll keep. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. And when we drop anchor near old Montreal, sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. We'll do a brisk trade with those voyagers all. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. Our hold will be laden with soft beaver pelts. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. For the hatters of England to weave into felt. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. So it's drink off your glass, boys. Tomorrow we sail. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O. We report in the morning, each man without fail. Sing way, hey, to Canada, I-O.
After Caroline Bennett came Jeff Blaney with When I Am Home in America from Exodus, then Liesl Wilson with Twa Corbies from The Path. After that was Amelia Hogan with The Banks Are Made of Marble from Dispossessed, and finally Merchant Sailor's Farewell by Jesse Ferguson from his album Sailor Songs. Thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. A super special thanks to our Celtic legends. These generous folks pledge $25 or more per month. Thank you to Morgan George, Samir Malik, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson Designs, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Linda McNeil, Annie Lorkowski, Travis Senzaki, and Sean Cowley. Thank you so much for all your support. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. So Jesse Ferguson was on the latest episode of Pub Songs and Stories. That is my companion podcast, and he tells a story about that Merchant Sailor's Farewell in show number 229. That episode of Pub Songs and Stories is titled Sailor Songs, and it also features Heather Dale, who tells a wonderful story about the song that I'm about to play for you right now. It is called Shipwright. It is from her album Sphere.
For those tells a tale, and through my working so will I. For a boat begins in earth, and she's married to the water. She'll live her life in freedom, and by rock or fire she'll founder. Through her sunset and fly far and free, and when I'm gone there'll come someone whose craft remembers me. For a boat begins in earth, and she's married to the water. She'll live her life in freedom, and by rock or fire she'll founder. Through her my hands will know the wind and swell. Through her my hands might know
my brain. I'm either feeling very good or else I am insane. The seeds of doubt you planted started to grow wild, and I feel that I must yield before the wisdom of a child. And it's love you pray that I can't deny. Ha!
Some friends of mine in a public house were playing dominoes one night. Went into the room, the barman came, his face all chalky white. What's up, said Brown? Have you seen a ghost? Or have you seen her on the rye? Well, behind me, right me, fucking said he, the bloody pub's on fire. On fire, said Brown. Oh, what a bit of luck, everybody call on me. Down to the zero, the fire's not there, we'll have a railroad spree. So we went down after good old Brown, the pools we could not miss. And we weren't there 5 minutes or more, so we were all happy. Well, Nils Brown, upside down, lapping up the whiskey off the floor. Blues, blues, the firemen cried when they came knocking out the door. Don't let them in until it's all lapped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got blue black hair that broke when the old gun got gone far. Then Smith went over to the poor bomb tub, gave it a few hard knocks. Started taking off his pantaloons, likewise his shoes and socks. Hold on, said Brown, we can't have that, you can't do that in here. Double washing your trundles in the port wine tub, we got this one right here. Hell, nervous Brown, upside down, lapping up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried when they came knocking at the door. Don't let them in until it's all wrapped up. Somebody shout at McIntyre. And we all got blue blind pair that had drunk when the old gun dog got fire. Just then there came an awful crash, half the bloody roof gave way. Drowned in the fireman's hose, do we were going to stay. So we got some tacks and some old wet sacks, and we nailed ourselves inside. And we sat there swallowing pints of stout till we were bleary eyed. And there was Brown, upside down, a lapping of the whiskey up the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen crying when they came knocking at the door. Don't let them in till it's all lapped up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got blue black hair that is grown when the old gun cow got fire. And we all got blue black hair that is grown when the old gun cow got fire.
After Heather Dale came Philly Ann with Thornton's Fling from The Wandering Stream. Then Barley Juice with Sweet Young Thing from This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. Then Turf Fire Liars with Polka Set from Long Memories, Short Fuses. And finally, Old Duncow by Stout Pounders from their album Poor Decisions. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a friend. The show relies on your sharing it and talking about it. So, you know, one way to do that is I got a few patrons who wear their Irish and Celtic Music Podcast shirts, and they walk around and they say, "What is that?" And they explain to them what it's all about. You can get your own shirt in our store at magerecords.com. Follow the link in the show notes. I hope you did enjoy the show, though, and the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow the artists on streaming, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Every week, you can get Celtic music news in your inbox. The Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And finally, I want to remind you to vote in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. Just list the show number and the name of as many bands as you like in the show, and your vote will help me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2021 episode. So please help us make this happen. Cast your vote right now. All right, we are going to finish up with Bill Mullen with Piper o' Dundee from his album The Beginning. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to sharing more music with you next week. Sláinte.
A piper come to Uirton, the Uirton to Uirton. Piper come to Uirton, and he played Bonnelly. He played the spring, the laird to please. Spring brand new fay yonder seas, and he gave his bag a squeeze and played in the key. And was nahi a rogi, a rogi, a rogi, was nahi a rogi, the piper o' Dundee. Ye played the welcome o'er the main, and ye be foo and ye's be fin. A Hal Stewart is back again, with mickle mirth and glee. He played the kirk, he played the queen, Mullin Dhu and Chevalier. Now the war, but welcome here's his sweet Subhanu Lee. And was nahi a rogi, a rogi, a rogi, was nahi a rogi, the piper o' Dundee. And was nahi a rogi, a rogi, a rogi, was nahi a rogi, the piper o' Dundee. Now some got swords and some got nain, and some were dancing mad their lane. Many's a vow, oh, where was ten, the night at Amory. There was Tullibardine, Burley, Stroon, Keith and Ogilvy, Alconegie, Wabbard, he, the piper o' Dundee. And was nahi a rogi, a rogi, a rogi, was nahi a rogi, the piper o' Dundee. And was nahi a rogi, a rogi, a rogi, was nahi a rogi, the piper o' Dundee. And was nahi a rogi, a rogi, a rogi, was nahi a rogi, the piper o' Dundee. And was nahi a rogi, a rogi, a rogi, was nahi a rogi, the piper o' Dundee. Oh, was nahi a rogi, a rogi, a rogi, was nahi a rogi, the piper o' Dundee. And was nahi a rogi, a rogi, was nahi a rogi, the piper o' Dundee.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gunn. You can subscribe to your favorite podcatcher through our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.